Monday and Dame Shirley is in. We are here until 1 o'clock, so if you want to give us a call, 240-666-240 666. We've got an array of subjects that we want to talk about today, and they range from noisy neighbours. We were sat in the garden over the weekend and we heard all this noise going on in the garden. It sounded like some industrial thing that was going on there. They were chucking bits of wood, I'm sure, into something. It was mangling things up, and it was just making a hell of a racket for a good couple of hours. So that was on a Saturday, and then it started up again on a Sunday. So we're asking the question, should those sorts of things be, you know, not done on a Sunday? When we were talking about this, you came up because is it your daughter-in-law? She's Swiss.
Yes, her parents live in Switzerland.
They've got the rule is that you're not allowed to do this in Switzerland
on a Sunday.
So not allowed to.
Yeah, they get fined.
How much they get fined? Quite a lot of money?
I don't know, but I will find out. But yeah. It's banned on a Sunday. Yeah, Switzerland's a very sort of clean place, isn't it? And that's how I visualise Switzerland.
So you know, I must admit, the bits that I hear about Switzerland, I think to myself, I'd like to go and live somewhere like that.
Yeah,
because they seem to have everything all sorted out.
Yeah, they wash the cows over there. They wash the cows. Everything's clean.
Mm. They even wash the cows?
Yeah, they keep them clean.
Well, they have a shower. They have a cow shower.
I don't know how they do it. They wash the cows. That's right.
That's incredible. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate. It's only me.
Hello.
It's only.
Hello,
Shell. Hello.
All right, lad. You're still swearing like a trooper.
Well, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you do.
She lets them go now and again.
Not on air.
Carry on what else you was going to say here, mate, about what the other.
The other thing was barbecues. There was, barbecues and bonfires. It seems that people were okay with lighting bonfires at any time of the day, but they moan and groan when somebody lights a bonfire.
I've put a statement on your thing there, the question that you asked.
Yeah.
Right now, really, mate, it's down to people, isn't it? You know what I mean? If they're going to be that ignorant...
Mm.
To do it. Now you got a poor fella on here. I don't know where he's on the island. Rich. Yeah, Rich Baker.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, now you read that out, mate.
Hang on a sec. Let me just see who's on the other line, because they're flashing away there and it's like having a strobe light in front of me. I thought I was going to have an epileptic fit if I didn't answer it. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Phil. Just hang on a sec there, alright. Don't light any fires.
Oh, not at the moment, no.
Let me just have a little look and see if I can find it. This is Rich on my Facebook page, because I've basically asked the question. The question was quite simple. You know, should we have noisy machinery working on a Sunday? And also, you know, barbecues and fires, is there a difference? Noisy garden machinery on a Sunday, should it be banned? Let's have a little look and see what he says. Well, has he got the ump then?
Well, I'll put something up. I'll put spark it up. It's only a bit of smoke, you lot. You'd love me next door, right? But won't do it in the summer, because don't do it in the summer.
Mm.
Except all the fields are light round here. A bit like on the island,
yeah.
You know what I mean, if you're out that way. But a barbecue, music, people, having fun, doing the garden, what's up with that? Now, he's just under me, Rich Baker.
Yeah, I see it now.
Right, now read that, Ian, because this poor fella... You know what I mean? Go on.
No worries with a lawnmower, but when you've got a neighbour using a mini digger, throwing wood in a lorry, making a racket until 11 o'clock at night, as well as a neighbour the other side doing building work for nearly 6 years, I think you have the right to complain.
Right. Now he's dead right, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah.
So I'll put, go and have a word with him.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have a nice word with him. Put a stop to it.
Yeah.
And this poor sod has put, already have, but, I don't know, TBH, what's that?
Already have.
To be honest,
yeah.
I think it's just a case of him moving.
Right.
Why should he move for these two next to it? These people just sound like pigs to me.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That's where it's all gone wrong. Now, If that was me, I'd go round, I'd put him in an hole, what that mini digger's just dug.
Do you know what, Mark? I think you would too.
I believe well would, and I'd fill him up to the neck. And say, you stay there all weekend, you're not getting out.
Just goes to show, if you've got an half-decent neighbour, or even if you don't even see your neighbour, as long as they don't like keeping you, you know, keep you awake at night doing things like this guy's actually doing. I mean, we realise just how lucky we are, and how unlucky you are if you've got one that is, you know, digging and chopping wood and all that kind of stuff, drilling after hours until 11 o'clock at night. That would drive anyone insane, wouldn't it?
You know, exactly. That's exactly the point. And the reason I think like I do now, I'm lucky now, I've got a big garden. I don't do it. No one over here uses any machinery unless they have to on a Sunday. No one.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why do they
really have to?
Why don't they then? Is it because it's deemed
it's a respect thing.
Right.
It's a Sunday
good
thing.
Yeah,
you
good.
Know, they've been at work all bleeding week. They want a bit of nice peace and quiet. I mean, the fella just over the, I don't know, he's about 100 yards away. He's got a nice swimming pool in his garden. All right, he has his barbecue and you hear the kids screaming and laughing and joking with a bit of music. Well, that's nice.
That is
you
good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no one's going to complain about that.
Mm.
Are they?
No.
See, and the thing, like where I could... I lived in a block of flats, yeah? Now, if you didn't get on, you would have been rucking all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I remember Mum and Dad used to come home from the pub and have a party. What they would do, they would go and knock and say, look, we're just having a little bit of a party. Do you want to come down? Or do you want to come in? You with me?
Yeah.
Letting them know.
Yeah.
But this rich bloke, I'll tell you what, Rich, if you're listening, get a big bit of wood and twat them both round the head. No, I'm serious.
Failing that,
he ain't getting no help, is he?
Failing that, you'll be over in July. You could do it for him.
Well, there you go. Here, I'll make a meet.
All right, shall we give Phil a go?
Yeah, go on.
Thanks.
Sorry, but
that's
no,
all right.
It's just pig ignorance.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, mate.
Have a lovely day.
Yeah, and you, Mark.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Phil?
I thought that was a secret, Mark's coming over in July. He told me I weren't allowed to tell anyone.
Oh, is it a secret?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Oh, dear.
Well, said, whatever you do, don't tell anyone I'm coming over.
Right, okay. Well, he's not. I was joking. He's not coming over at all.
It's next year.
I didn't know it was a secret. Anyway, let's move on.
Oh, right, yeah, noisy equipment. Yeah, I agree, it's definitely be banned on a Sunday. But not just on Sundays, and so through hours of the night. Like over there across the road from me, I live in Royal Street in Sandown, there's a couple of hotels, and we've had a nightmare out of them over the years. We're in Limworth nights, and in the early hours of the morning, when she's asleep, they've got the coaches revving their engines, waiting for people outside, don't even switch the engines off. So that sort of really annoys us.
Yeah, that would.
I went over there. I said, we've got two. One was all right. They were quiet. They said, we don't really have early mornings. The other one, I went in there, and our job to find someone that spoke it. So I want the boss. And either they made out I didn't understand or I did understand. They didn't. I said, well, I want something done about these coaches. And for a little while, it did stop. And then again, it starts again, but it's something that affects Lynn more than me, because I'm going off to work, and when Lynn's done a few nights, she needs to get, on days when she's not going to work, she needs to catch up on her sleep. It's just so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. I think I've been really, really lucky that I haven't lived anywhere where there's a hell of a lot of noise. I mean, when we lived up Pan, and I mean that had a, you know, a bit of a reputation. Yeah, there were a few issues with some noise around and so on, but it wasn't nowhere near as bad as some of these people. I mean, this guy that we were talking about just now, Rich. I mean, I feel really, really sorry for him. Oh, sorry, I don't know what happened there. I was pushed the button for the next caller to find out who they were, and it whistled at me, Cheryl. You still there, Phil? I haven't cut you off, have I?
Yeah.
No, so I do feel for people. I think it all comes down to, if you're buying your own place, then you are probably in a position where you can actually pick and choose, and you can kind of work out whether or not it's going to be a bit of a dodgy area, or they've got some dodgy neighbours, because you can ask the question, and they've got not allowed to lie to you, estate agents.
Move in, don't they, Ian?
Yeah, they
once you're there, people move in next to you.
All right, sure. I've apologised.
Going back to people doing alterations on their flat. Him next door to me, he can be a bit of a nightmare at times, and he was having his house converted a while ago, and he had all these builders coming in, and on Sunday morning, bang, 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 about 8 o'clock in the morning, they were driving us nuts.
Yeah.
We had a word with them, and they didn't really want to know.
Really? Mm. So when you had a word with them, did you sort of say, hey, look, you know, come on, I don't mind you doing all of this, but come on, Sunday morning's a bit much.
He wasn't anywhere to be seen, because he wasn't even living there at the time. He's got a rich mother, this lad lives next. He's in his probably early 30s now. He's got a rich mother that bankrolls him, and he wasn't even there, and his builder's going in, turning up. And we said, look, this is not on. It's early in the morning. We live here. I said, you come in here working on a Sunday, bang, bang, bang all day. I said, it's not really fair on us. They just said, oh, well, the work's got to be done. He didn't give a toss.
Is there things that you could do? You could phone the council and get the old noise abatement people out, couldn't you?
They don't do nothing, do they?
Can't they?
No, they make all these noises at the end of the day. It's hard to enforce it.
Well, I think if it's in the middle of the night, you can. I think if it's... Because I've done it. I've been there. And it's stopped. But I think in the daytime, I don't know.
Angela Reed says, we had a bonfire after 6 p.m. and the neighbours complained and the police came round and told us to put it out.
Wow.
So, I mean, just say, for instance, if you got the police round, you know...
I thought you could have one after 6 o'clock.
I thought you could.
Yeah, well, they told them to put it out.
Oh.
So it might be worth looking into. How bad is it now, Phil? Is it all stopped now, or has he finished the building work?
He hasn't done any work. I think he ran out of money. All the things he said he was going to do, he hasn't finished it yet. So it's all right at the moment. It was in the winter.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine things like this are far worse in the summer, because you probably have to... Most people leave a window open, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But in the winter time, you can... I mean, we always have the window open anyway, whatever time of year it is. But, you know, it must be so... Because you have doors open, back doors and so on and so forth. There's lots of noise going on. And if you have a barbecue, if you leave doors and windows open, your house, the inside of your house is going to smell as well. But then, you know, we all have barbecues at some point. I just think it's a question of when you have them and respect for the people that are around you that are going to be affected by it.
That's right, we have barbecues. So we have a barbecue. I always make sure I'm either phone my neighbour next door, because the neighbour next door, he's got a bed and breakfast that backs onto our back garden. And if I'm having the barbecue, I always send him a text that we're having the barbecue later. You want to make sure you get your washing in. He does, and he's very appreciative, and no problem.
Yeah. No, that's how it should be. I said last week on the show, when we were talking about the school uniform thing, I think we kind of got to bring things up to date. We say that old saying was, in schools you've got to teach reading, writing and arithmetic. And I think now it's respect and responsibility that they ought to be teaching. And if you're going to respect and have some kind of responsibility, you know, and you're actually going to go around to people that have got, you know, fires or having fires and so on, and if you can communicate with them in such a way, then surely that's got to be better. Do you want to read this out, Shirley? You found it.
That's good.
Shirley's got the garden bonfire rules. So I'm going to let you read that out in a moment, because you found it. You dig it out and have a word on that. Well, I'm glad it's not so noisy now. What's your thoughts on bonfires as well?
I think they should be later on. Maybe it should be after 8 o'clock or something, so give people a chance to get their washing dry. Maybe they shouldn't be allowed at all in the summer, only in the winter.
And barbecues too?
Barbecue should be allowed, but like, again, you've got to be respectful to your neighbours. And if you're having a barbecue, it's only courteous to see you stick your head over the fence or phone up while I'm having a barbecue in about an hour. We better get your washing in. And so they do it, as long as you respect. Maybe they invite your neighbours to the barbecue, and you won't have any problem even further.
Well, that's true. That's another thing. But then, you know, not everybody wants their next door neighbours coming to a barbecue. And
no.
Some people might say that, hey, hang on a minute, your barbecue's lasted an hour now, and that's the, you know, that's almost the equivalent of a bonfire. So, you know, what's the difference?
It is different. It's no better for a start.
Well, smoke, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, that's like Mark said, that's people enjoying themselves and relaxing. I'm all for that. People should enjoy themselves and relax and wind down, particularly if you worked hard all week, like I have, but 6 days a week, and Sunday's your day off, and you want to enjoy it, so why shouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Anything else you want to say, Phil?
No.
Okay, all right. Thanks for being there, mate.
Alright.
Cheers, Phil. See ya. Bye. If you want to give us a call, you can. 240-666. 240-666 gets you straight through. Martin Pibworth says, after 9 a.m. for machinery and after 7 p.m. for bonfires, most people still have washing out on the line before then. It's quite upsetting, someone lighting a bonfire. So after 9 a.m. for machinery.
Yeah, there's a problem there, though, isn't there? What about children sleeping? Machinery after 9 o'clock, when you think about it.
What children do you know that are still in bed at 9 o'clock in the morning?
In the morning?
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the evening.
Yeah, 9 a.m. After 9 a.m. for machinery, so if you've got workers or anything doing that stuff like that, I think that's fair enough, don't you?
Yeah, so do I.
I mean, I would even say probably after 8:30 is probably good enough.
Yeah.
After 9 o'clock on a Sunday or a Saturday.
Yeah,
and after 7 p.m. for bonfires, most people still have their washing out on the line. See, it always used to be 6 o'clock, didn't it?
I've got a little bit of here the government website, Garden Bonfires.
Well,
rules.
Hang on, before you read the rules out, let's see who's on the line, shall we? Let's see who's there. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
Is that Keith?
Yeah.
Hello, Keith.
Hello,
all
Keith.
Right.
Hello, Shirley.
Hello.
What time's your gynecologist appointment?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't got one.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you was going to have a check-up today.
What for?
I don't know. Something you were on about, wasn't it?
Oh, I went to the nurse about something.
Oh, you had to see the nurse.
I had to see the nurse about something.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise.
I'm not going to talk about that on the phone, then.
No, fair enough. No,
and how dare you for bringing it up?
No, I'm just making sure she's okay, you know.
I thought she was going to talk about it.
If she wants a hand or any information, just give us a ring.
What did you want to talk about, Keith?
Bonfires.
Go on.
Apparently, there's no law against what time you can light a bonfire.
Ah, right, okay. Shirley's just got the rules in front of us.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them. Can you confirm that?
There are no laws about having a bonfire, but there are laws for the nuisance they can cause.
That's right.
Yeah, if it's a danger to the traffic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can complain to the council.
Yeah.
And if your neighbour's bonfire is causing a nuisance, it has to be put out, sort of thing. And your neighbour can be fined up for £5,000 if they don't stick to the notice.
Yes. Do you know what it means by the definition of being a nuisance?
Well, you know, if the smoke is sort of doing what it shouldn't be doing, I suppose.
Well, one of the regulations regarding the being a nuisance part is if it's lit every day.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's lit every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like you say, if it's causing a nuisance to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But why barbecues? Why are people having barbecues?
Because they're lovely. It's lovely to eat outside.
Well, you can eat al fresco. You can eat anything al fresco outside, can't you?
Yeah, but don't you think the food tastes nice on a barbecue?
No.
Why would
you want to chuck all these toxins into your body that's coming off this charcoal?
Well, it's only the same as sort of cooking it indoors and eating outside.
No, it's not. You've got an electric oven. It's dry heat. Or if it's gas, you know, it's not, you know, you're not inhaling, you're not swallowing the smoke. You know, the government has banned smoking, yet people think nothing of it. They go and eat anything that's been smoked over the top of a lump of old bit of wood.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, Ian, there was even a probe into toast. Did you realise that toast can be bad for you?
Toast?
If you burn the bread, and if you light your toast black, it's bad for you.
Huh?
Yeah.
I thought that's good for indigestion, though, isn't it?
What, charcoal?
Yeah,
charcoal.
Burnt toast is.
Yeah, but pregnant women eat charcoal, don't they? They eat bits of coal, don't they?
Do you mean toast that's done on the fire?
No, toast, black burnt bread. That's all it is burnt bread. you're swallowing burnt, you're consuming burnt food.
Yeah, but you don't eat it, do you?
What, black toast?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Well, I don't eat black toast if it's burnt.
I eat black toast.
Do you eat your toast if it's burnt?
Me, no.
No,
I don't. Have you ever scraped your toast?
Yeah, because I've burnt it.
Yeah, I have done, yeah.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. You should chuck it in the bin. If it's burnt that bad, chuck it in the bin. It's no good for you.
Oh.
Honestly, right. But then again, eating a lot of things is no good for you. But, you know, you've seen it yourself. You know, you go to somebody's barbecue and they offer you this burnt bit of meat that's black on the outside. So when you bite into it, you daren't smile at anybody because it looks like something you've literally been eating cold.
No, you don't have to burn the stuff. We don't burn it.
So what happens if you do burn it and it's, you know...
Well,
it's
we don't. We
properly.
Take it off before it gets burnt. And the chicken I always cook in the oven first.
There you go, look. You've just said exactly the next thing I was
going to say. Yeah,
well,
that's okay. Then it goes out on the top and you've got a nice crisp outside. It's not burnt.
No, you can do that in the oven.
Well, why on a nice hot day stand in the kitchen with an oven?
Well, you just told me you cooked your chicken first.
No, I do it before.
There.
Only the chicken.
Yeah.
Everything else goes straight on.
Right, okay, then if people want to be nice and considerate,
yeah,
why not get a gas barbecue or electric George
Yeah,
barbecue?
But when we lit up ours at the weekend, it only smoked for about 10 minutes and that was it.
It smoked for 10 minutes. But where did that smoke go?
Well, up in the air.
Yeah, but
no, in our garden, Keith. We had to take our washing down.
There you go.
I know, but nobody else had washing out.
I've got smoky smalls now.
Yeah, but you knew we were going to light it at 3 o'clock here.
But, you know, like you say, I do enjoy eating al fresco, and I do enjoy barbecue, but... The barbecue I go to is a gas barbecue.
Yeah, my son's got a gas one, but
yeah,
I don't think
don't
the food...
that's a lot easier?
It is easier, but the food don't taste the same.
No, because it's not burnt.
No, we don't burn it, Keith.
No, but... Well, if you want it that bad, you can buy hickory chips or
rosewood chips
and chocolate if you want it.
Yeah.
And you can actually smoke it on a gas
and
barbecue.
And you flavour them, yeah.
Yeah, but there's no actual... How can I put it? There's no, oh, crikey.
Oh, I think it's lovely having a barbecue in the summer.
Unsociability.
Unsociability.
Antisocial, that's it. You're not being antisocial with a gas barbecue.
But do you know what? Nearly everybody in our road had a barbecue over the weekend.
Saturday or Sunday.
Someone had one last night. Nobody complains.
No, because they've all got to put up with the smoke because they're doing it themselves.
Well, that's it. You know.
Do you know what? If you do it right, if you have a barbecue and you ain't got it, you know, the heat too high, and you do it right, the food I think tastes so much better than it would in the oven because it just, I don't know what it does. There's just something extra about the actual smoke. No, if you cook it right, if you don't burn it, because you don't always burn it. We use those and we used them last week. We had these.
You are cooking over hot coals.
Yeah. So. I know that.
There's got to be toxins.
But don't mean to say you're going to burn everything.
No, but there's got to be something coming off that that's not good for you. It's going into the meat or into the...
I'll take your point, and it's an interesting one to make. It really is. But, you know, what are we saying? When you eat smoked fish, do you eat smoked fish?
That's a total different thing altogether, isn't it?
Smoke.
In a smokehouse.
Also, Keith, our barbecue is right down the end of the garden,
or
and everybody around us has got really, really long gardens.
Yeah.
And the barbecue is well away from anybody's houses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not. It wouldn't go into their house because it's too far away.
No, it just goes in my smalls. On the line, halfway down.
It's like Ian out here. You know, I consider myself to be a good neighbour, and I'm not a purr or anything like that. But when they're cutting the fields with a combine and whatnot, I will go out and take other people's washing in because of the dust that comes from the machine, the combiner. The combine harvester.
That's you've got one of them. I've got a combine harvester.
Hang on a sec there, Keith. I've got someone on the other line, hopefully. Ooh. Hello, who's that?
Oh, Keith, he's on one today. Isn't he?
Yes.
Have a word with him, Mark.
He's on a wind-up.
Oh, he's on a bleeding wind-up, isn't he?
It's a fact, Mark, isn't it?
How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How's yourself?
All right.
Yeah,
now, see, over here, when I do a barbecue...
Yeah.
I don't use charcoal.
No? What do you use?
Wood.
Well, yes, but, yeah, that's fair enough.
It's wood?
Yes,
charcoal is half burnt wood, isn't it? I think it's
How does that work?
Well, charcoal is half burnt wood, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yes. so it's not actual coal.
How long does the wood last for when you're burning the old wood then?
Well, it depends what you use.
You've cinders,
a bit of oak, a nice dry bit of oak, set that alight, you'll have hardly any smoke.
That's right.
And what it does, it gives you nice big embers.
Yeah.
And there's hardly any smoke whatsoever.
And you?
Could try that. Yeah.
Is it expensive, Mark?
What?
Can be.
Oak. Is it oak?
Yeah, of course it is. But, well, I've got tons of it. Just cut it up.
You just go and get it. Yeah.
Do you chip it, Mark? Or?
No need. As long as it's dry.
Yeah,
if it's wet, it'll smoke.
No, it will do, mate. Yeah,
any wood, if you've got an apple tree, you know, when you trim your apples, your apple trees any of that.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's dry, put that on, and then you're done. Hardly any smoke, makes nice coals, done. You're on.
Spot on.
So that stops all the, any bleeding bit of wood anyway. Not a bit before be too, it's
Mark,
been treated.
Mark, mate, who invented the barbecue?
Probably some silly Aussie.
No, they didn't. We give it to them, mate. We took it over there. Medieval Britain. What is a hog roast?
Well, there you go. Yeah, you see that in down in Hampton Court, didn't you?
That's it, mate.
All that was oak.
It's a glorified barbecue.
Wood.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Chickens,
wood, not coat, whatever.
Chickens, geese, pigs, all sorts. They were put on a spit roast and called a hog roast, wasn't it, mate? And we invented
it. There you are. See? Living the good life now, Shell. See?
So we took it out. We sent it out to Australia, that idea, didn't we?
Probably.
Yeah.
And they sent us one back to the Earl's Oyster.
And they sent us one back saying they invented the barbecue, but they didn't.
No. Yeah, you're probably right there. At the first ones in the big castles.
That's right.
Yeah.
So... There you go, Jill. Wood.
It's like everybody. Wood.
We've got to try that, Mark. Yeah.
Everybody now, look, Mark, likes to sit on their decking and whatnot, or in the garden with a fire pit. But that's medieval.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, you're on about gas, and it don't taste the same. You know it don't do it.
No, not at all.
Oh, here we go. Look what he's saying. Is that Terry and June, isn't it?
No,
it's the good life.
Oh, there you go. See, look, we know how to live the good life.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
Tell him, Shirley.
I will.
Yeah, but
right,
see you later. Good
yeah, tell him, mate.
Thanks,
bye.
Mate.
That
bye.
Was a couple of city slickers that wanted to do that, wasn't it?
Come
out of the city, into the country.
Yeah.
It's like we had people out here, believe it or not, Ian, in this little quaint little village I live in, we had people that come out here and moaned about the church bells ringing.
Oh,
we've had that in Newport as
bell
well.
Bell ringing practice.
Yeah, we've had somebody complain about them in Newport, the church bells.
It was me.
Yeah, but why?
I think it's dreadful.
I didn't complain. I walked around the town one Sunday morning with the wife, and I said to her, because I know she's quite religious. I said to her, it don't matter how loud they ring them blimmin' bells, I ain't going. They ring them as loud as they want, I ain't going.
The person that complained, they shouldn't live near the church then if they don't like the church bells. This is what I say.
No, not only that, sure. You know, it's not only just for church. They always rung in celebration or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
I remember the Queen's Jubilee they rang.
Yeah.
Didn't they ring at the end of the war and even rang during the actual... war itself is a warning, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I can't understand people complaining about them.
No. It's like going to live next to a football stadium.
Yeah.
Then complaining.
And then complaining
about
the noise. Yeah.
Yeah, and saying it was nowhere to park my car every other week.
That's right. Yeah.
It's true though, isn't it?
Yeah, we had somebody moving across the way to us and they've got a yellow line across. They can't park by their house.
Really?
But they moved in and now they're complaining because they can't park anywhere.
Is it a single yellow line or a double?
Well, they can't park there, can they, Ian, across
they
the
can.
Way?
They can.
Can you hear what he's put on now?
Campanology.
That's it?
Campanology.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It don't matter how loud they ring them bells, I ain't going.
Have you seen the other one that's outside the church? It's got the big word CH-CH. Do you know what's missing?
Well, I'm not going to say it.
Is it rude?
You are.
Oh,
You are missing.
You are. Oh, yeah, clever. Like that.
Yeah.
That's very clever. Like that.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Keith.
Yes, mate. I've been a bit long and annoying.
Not at all. Thanks for your call.
I'm just going to pop out and lob your barbecue.
That's it. Don't make yourself ill.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye, Keith.
All right, if you want to give us a call, you can. 240-666-240-666 gets you straight through. Which would you prefer, the bells ringing or someone mowing their lawn on a Sunday morning?
Oh, mowing the lawn.
Could you listen to this racket all day on a Sunday?
I mean, my son lives up by Carisbrook Church, and they hear it every Sunday morning. It's lovely. It's a lovely sound.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's the same tune. At least play a tune.
Yeah, well...
It is a bit same old, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no tune, is there?
Our church plays the same one. So the same tune every Sunday. Every Sunday. Which is worse? I mean, of course, listening to bells is going to be better than...
A lawnmower. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
lawnmower. What time do they start ringing bells in the church?
Not very early, I don't think.
Well, let's hope not, because, you know, I think I would complain.
Oh, you shouldn't live there, then.
We're asking the question, should people be using their lawnmowers and... machinery in the garden on a Sunday, whether it's a morning or an afternoon, it doesn't matter. Should they be doing it on a Sunday? In Switzerland, the law is...
Well, you're fine. Just, you're not allowed to. But you're breaking the law.
Yeah, and they'll fine you. Lock you up in a Swiss prison.
Well, they might do.
And only you'll have bread and cheese. But at least that cheese will be nice, because they do nice cheese.
Because they wash the cows.
And they got that holy cheese, haven't they? The ones that Tom and Jerry used to.
Yes, lovely that.
Anyway, if you want to give us a call, you can, 240-666. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and get rid of these blimmin' bells.
No, don't.
I'm just giving you a flavour of Sunday morning in our town. Hang on, the phone's ringing. I think it's the phone ringing. Shall we see who it is? Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello. I think the thing is, today, everything has changed so much, hasn't it? Things that you didn't do on a Sunday now are quite acceptable, aren't they? And I think it's just all merging into just one great big melting pot of...
Another day.
No particular day.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
And I think people, you know, if they work all week and Sunday's the only day off, you have to do something on a Sunday. But I think you just, again, like Mark said, a little bit of respect and a little bit of thought for other people doesn't go amiss. But that's sadly, again, what's missing in generally in life, isn't it? Not just on a Sunday. Just respect for other people and your environment.
Mm.
I think years ago, I mean, the shops wouldn't open on a Sunday, would they?
No,
not at all. Only the news agent.
No.
But now you can shop 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably, it's just all spilling out now uncontrollably, isn't it? Everybody can think they can do what they like, when they like.
Yeah. I don't think it's any need.
It's a bit sad, really. Again, the boundaries have been removed, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I think once you remove boundaries, then everything gets all kind of, there's no control, is there?
But I don't think the shops need to open on Sundays at all.
Really, no,
not
I
the
don't
big supermarkets. Everybody's got freezers these days, haven't they?
That's right. And also, if you need to get to a shop, I don't have a problem with them opening maybe till 8 o'clock in the evening or something.
Yeah.
If people who are at work, then they can.
That's right.
Get there after in the evening or
was
it Saturday? But I don't honestly think that you need supermarkets and dress shops.
No, I don't.
And things open on a Sunday?
I mean, you could go down Newport High Street on a Sunday and they're all open, but there's nobody in them.
Yeah, see,
it's ridiculous.
Maybe the island ought to lead the way and start going back to traditional values.
Yeah, I do, definitely. I think we'll start a campaign, shall we, Jackie?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think you're right about machinery. I mean, again, I suppose people think, oh, they got the weekend off and there's a lot of DIY, which years ago... People didn't, did they?
No.
People now build their own extensions, don't they? They've got their builders' mates in and weekends and evenings, they do it after their
That's
day's
right.
work.
That's right, yeah.
It's all changed, hasn't it?
Yeah,
things
yeah.
changed. Some for the good, of course, but not all.
What would you say to those people that think, though, by working on a Sunday, and I agree with the Sunday thing should be a day of rest, it always used to be, but things have changed. Yeah. that you're stopping then people earn money. You know, the potential to earn money for companies and, obviously, you know, employment for people as well.
Is 6 days out of 7 enough? I mean, you know, again, it's the greed factor again. Everybody,
yeah,
you know, wants more, 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 don't they? You know, no one's satisfied. I think you've got to take a step back and not sort of be so greedy all the time for everything. Everyone's so greedy now, and I don't like that in people.
So perhaps these people that work in supermarkets have a day off in the week, though, and that's how they do it.
Yeah,
know?
They probably do.
Yeah, but they're it's only the do. People that own the supermarkets, they're making the money, aren't they?
I mean, there have always been, obviously, things that have to be open, like hospitals have to be open.
Yeah,
the police
of course.
Have to work, the
of course.
Fire, you know, they have to
yeah.
be on standby, don't they? Those sorts of things.
Yeah.
There's always, and obviously, the catering, hospitality industry is a 7-day-a-week.
But we know that when we take a job on, don't we?
Yeah, but
you
that
know, it's,
is... You know, are the exceptions, I think, to the rule.
Yeah.
I don't see the need for all the supermarkets to be open.
No,
I don't
no.
see the need for Marks and Spencer's to be open.
No,
or,
and there's nobody in there on a Sunday either. I just think it's a shame for the staff, you know, really.
It's crazy, isn't it? Just,
yeah.
It must cost them more if there's nobody in there to open up the store and
that's right,
pay
yeah.
their staff, mustn't it?
Yeah.
They're not...
But you know,
saying that,
Jackie, whenever we went down the high street on a Sunday before 2 weeks ago, it was just like any normal day. It was packed. It was heaving. There were so many people around.
It's not
so,
always though.
But only because the weather's been brilliant the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That people have then decided, well, we're going to go to the beach instead of the town.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, you know, I agree with the Sunday thing being a day of rest, and we've kind of lost our way, and the respect thing has gone out the window, and maybe it comes from those days when you had that were family days. And the respect came from those family days because you did certain things on those particular days. That's all kind of gone now because we go out shopping, everything's open. But the other side of the coin is it's not just greed that the reason why the shops are open. It's convenience because people are working longer days across, you know, years ago it used to be a Monday to Friday. Now it's probably, like Shirley said, they probably have a day off during the week or they work an extra day during the week and they have a day off at the weekend, vice versa, and the only time they can actually go out and do some shopping is on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning or a Sunday afternoon.
Well, and shops are open until sort of 8 or 9 in the evening, aren't they? They can go then, and if they're on shift work, then they do in the morning. You know.
But if they've got, if they've got children, it then may become a bit of a bind for them.
How did our families, parents used to survive then?
Well, they didn't go shopping late at night, did they?
No, but then the shops weren't open on a Sunday either.
I'll tell you why.
They didn't have the Shirley said everyone's got freezers.
I'll tell you why they coped.
Weekend, do you?
I will tell you in a minute. Will you let me?
Yeah.
Mums used to stay at home.
Yes,
you're right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mums stayed at home
and
did all of those things.
We did. We used to do the shopping while the children were at school.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's what happened. And that is... So I've mentioned this before, and it's one of those things where this kind of thing stopped in the 70s, 80s. Mm. And yes, because wives and mums were going out to work, you might have had a better lifestyle financially.
Yeah.
But you didn't really, when underneath it all, you haven't got a better lifestyle when it comes down to it. Because all of those old-fashioned values, those decent values that we have, we don't kind of have...
But of course, the other answer is... I mean, for most people have computers. I mean,
there's
my youngest
internet
daughter
shopping.
Works full-time as a teacher.
Yeah.
And there's no way she's got time at the weekends to go and do shopping and everything else because the weekends then is doing schoolwork and catching up on her housework
and everything else. Yeah.
She shops online.
That's right.
So, you know, every week they have to have a delivery sort of midweek or something of an evening.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can't get to the shops can come to you.
Yep.
So there is... Yeah. There are always alternatives. It's not always what she necessarily prefers, but there isn't time. She said to go shopping is like a 2 hours out of her... She hasn't got that time to spare. So it might be a bit boring, but they have the same kind of thing, you know, on their shopping list every week and just sort of repeat the order and get it delivered.
Yeah.
Kind of. It kind of makes a lot of sense.
I think if
most people of a certain age, and I put myself in that bracket, if they could vote on right, okay, shopping on a Sunday, working on a Sunday, should it be outlawed? I say 90% of it should be outlawed.
Mm.
Like you say, you know, you've got to have police on duty, you've got to have ambulance staff on.
And
the main services.
The services. They have to be there, don't they?
When did it stop, though? Because we've always had Sunday papers, haven't we?
I don't know. When did the shop start to open on a Sunday?
It was probably about 1990. If my memory serves me right, it was about 1990. And it was, I think Tesco were the first ones to do it. But we've always had, I mean, our shop on Pan, we grew up on Pan. And the shop that's open every single day now, from probably 6 a.m. until 10 o'clock at night, that's their hours now. But back in the day, on a Sunday, it would open at, I think it would open at something like 7 or 8 o'clock.
Just for the papers.
And it was and 12 o'clock it was shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, news agents always have to open on Sunday because there are Sunday papers.
Yeah.
But they were only, as Shirley said, they only opened in the mornings, didn't they?
Yeah.
To do the Sunday papers. So we've always had Sunday papers, so therefore we've always had some kind of shop open on a Sunday at some point.
But they're not leisure shops, though, are they? It's not for leisure.
No.
And food, as you say, you don't have to shop on a Sunday. Everyone's got a freezer. You can buy stuff, can't you?
That's right, yeah.
You don't have to do it, is what I'm saying. But it's because we do it, because it's there. If they suddenly outlawed it and said, right, food shops won't open on Sundays anymore, and those sorts, then everyone would go back to sort of,
of course we would. We may do.
You'd find another way around it, wouldn't you? Like we all used to do, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'd spend a bit more time with our families.
That's right. I mean, when I was a little girl, we weren't allowed to, not that we did play outside very much, but I can remember my mum saying, should be quiet now, it's Sunday. Yeah, if you're in the garden, be a bit quiet now.
Yeah,
a bit
that's
Sunday.
Right.
You know, you don't sort of whoop around on a Sunday.
Oh, we all had to go to Sunday school, yeah.
You could play outside, but, you know, you didn't have to sort of run around and scream and kids would do.
That's right.
So we had to just be a little bit quieter on a Sunday.
It's respect. That's what it comes down to.
That's what we'll be teaching in schools now, respect and responsibility.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would. I'd vote for no work on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a day of rest.
Mm.
I think I would definitely go for that. And I think it would definitely bring back something back to society. Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah.
I mean, the little shops like down Sandown and Shankly, they stay open for the holidaymakers with the stuff, you know, that they buy. That's souvenir shops and that. I agree with that. But I think these great big supermarkets, I think they're the ones that should close.
Yeah, I think you've got good points there, ladies. Thanks for calling, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Bye.
We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with the final part of today's phone-in.
The Isle of Wight phone-in is powered by White Fibre. Their network is fibre optic and designed to bring you a high-speed broadband service. Visit www.whitefibre.com.
Internet connection sounding like this? Cripes! Jolly well talk to White Fibre. They're the island's first fibre optic broadband supplier. That's right, sir. A local company with technical supporting cows. And listen to this spiffing offer. This month, new customers can get the Fibre 10 megabyte package with 3 months free anytime calls, plus line rental and broadband, installation and a wireless router, all completely free. Terms and conditions apply. Remember,
whitefibre.com.
Isle of Wight Cycle Hire is part of Value Rent-A-Car. They offer customers a wide range of bicycles at £10 a day or £50 for the whole week, including free local delivery. Ladies, men's and child's mountain bikes, or enjoy the pleasure of cycling on the island with their new tandem bike range. Isle of Wight Cycle Hire is based in Sandown on the Isle of Wight and has a secure online booking service. Log on to www.value-rentacar.co.uk or phone 01983 401 333. That's 01983 401 333.
White Crystal are the widely recognised supplier of spring water and water coolers on the Isle of Wight. As a registered charity, White Crystal work alongside the Way Forward programme, which provides a programme of activity supporting people with physical and learning disabilities. To find out more about their products, check out www.whitecrystal.org.uk, or to place an order, please call them on 01983 520128. free delivery is available.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
Hi, this is Pyro, the Rock Monster. Join me for the show that's a graveyard smash, the Rock Monster Show. 2 hours of classic rock and more. 10 p.m. to midnight every Saturday, only on Vectis Radio. Ain't no monster mash.
I was working in the lab late one night.
That's better. White Fibre, the local fibre optic broadband supplier. Challengers to beat your current deal.
WhiteFibre.com.
The Isle of Wight phone-in is powered by White Fibre, where everyone can watch, play and talk without the premium price tag. Straightforward deals, honesty and value for money. Call them on 240 240.
Okay, welcome back. We are talking about machinery being used on a Sunday in people's gardens. Hi, who's this?
It's me again. I just wanted to say to Jackie, you know when all this happened? You know, with the shops opening?
Yeah, when was it then, Mark?
Well, it started in London, love.
Right.
With the Pakistani shops, the corner shops. Open all day, all night.
That's right.
That's when it started.
Yeah.
And there's no getting around it. That's exactly when it started. And Tesco's and the rest of them got onto that. Wait a minute. These corner shops are earning money. We're shut. The Co-op and all of them. Now people are going to hate me for that. Oh, he's having to go to the Pakistanis again, the Indians and this, that and the other. But it's true.
What? Some of what you're saying is true, because I'm just thinking of Ronnie Barker in Open All Hours. I'm pretty sure he wasn't Pakistani, but he was Open All Hours.
I'm pretty sure. That, look, Ian, you go back. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have an ironmonger's. No, you wouldn't have nothing open. The only thing you would have open would be a paper shop and a pub. And a church.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And the baker's. Sunday morning, round the baker's early, get your bread.
Don't remember the baker's being open on a Sunday. I remember the paper shops, I remember the pubs being open. The pubs would only open till 12. They would open at 12, wouldn't
o'clock.
They?
They'd open at 12.
That's
till
right.
2.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait until
right.
then.
Back home, dinner at 3.
That's right.
You know, so that's where it all started.
Yes.
All right, well,
I'll let you go with that.
Ronnie Barker did it back in the 1970s, didn't he?
He weren't open on a bleeding Sunday. He was in the pub.
He was always open on a Sunday.
He was in the pub.
He was open all hours.
Ah, load of cobblers, that is.
You know it's true. Bye-bye. Hi, who's this?
Have a go.
Is it David Randini?
No, it's... Percy from Petersfield.
Percy from Petersfield.
Oh, hello, Percy.
Good afternoon. Yes, do you remember years ago, well, actually, can you still tell me now how often you see a milk float going down the street?
Do you know what, Keith? I pass most mornings.
Up our way.
But it's incredible because there used to be loads, very few now. Unfortunately, it's a dying trade, isn't it?
There's a couple in our road that have it.
Do you remember those little electric ones at the three wheels?
Yes, I do,
If he got stuck behind it, there was no road rage, mate. He was doing his job.
Yeah.
There was none of this, get out of the way, I'm trying to get... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The trouble with the world today, it's a rat race.
Everybody's in a hurry.
Everybody's in a hurry, and everybody needs everything
when
now.
They want it. Yeah,
there's
that's
no,
right.
There's no planning anymore. You know, you go back 20 years, who would have thought we'd have had 24-hour supermarkets?
Yeah.
24-hour supermarkets that run... from 7 o'clock in the morning on a Monday and don't shut until 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
There's 6 days, that is. Six solid days.
Yeah.
That the shops are open for people. And if they can't buy what they need between the hours of 8 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, well, the world's a sorry place, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it was. Everything was so laid back then. You had no problem. I was just going to nip down the corner shop and get some milk and bread. none of this business. So I'm just going to the Tesco. Oh, well, why are you in there? Get me this. Get me that. Get me this. Get me this while you're in there. And of course, they're just laughing all the way to the bank.
Of course they are. Yeah.
You know, and it's driven, like I said, they're the thorn in my side, I'm afraid, Tesco's, because I've seen so many farmers go under and also so many businesses go under due to the fact that they open up their little shops and former garages and pubs, etc. And in Winchester, there was a garage that was being an absolutely brilliant trade, and also just down the road from there was a little shop called Baghetti Junction, and he sold pies, rolls, sandwiches, that sort of thing to all the students. But as soon as Tesco's come and took it over and doing their meal deals, that was it. They went. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They went. They lost trade. They lost, you know, the students. Obviously, they're going to go in and spend their $2.99 rather than, oh, look, we get a drink with that. And we get a cardboard sandwich and a bag of crisps. Whereas they only had to walk that little bit further down the road. Now they got something is equally filling and satisfying, if not more nutrient, than the rubbish that they're piling out.
Keith.
Sorry?
You're making me feel hungry.
No, well, it's true, though.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I've seen farmers go. There's a chicken farmer, our egg supplier, and he said, yes, we need some local produce just to show that we're doing our bit for the local area. Can you supply us with so many cages of eggs? Bells are ringing again. He said, that's fine. He said, well, we'll pay you this amount, but that's what we'll do for what you're going to supply us with. Then lo and behold, once they get the ball rolling, they'll come back and say, oh, we're going to have to undercut you because there's a supplier down the road. We can get it cheaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
all wrong. It's all corporate greed.
Yeah.
You know, gone are the days when you know, crikey, you know, I used to know somebody had chickens in the garden up the road, and they used to say, oh, I've got a load of eggs today. Do you want half a dozen eggs? They'd give them to you. You know, the world has gone wrong, I'm afraid, and it's all corporate greed.
Yeah,
it's a great phone-in, actually. We should do that. We should cover that.
In September,
it's interesting. Yeah, we'll come back with that one.
In September.
That's all it boils down to, Ian. You know, people ain't got the time, and they ain't got the consideration.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, go and chuck a cheeseburger out the freezer in the microwave. I can't bother doing any tea tonight. I've just got in.
No, sadly, you're right.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, mate.
All right, mate. Sorry to keep coming
no
on.
No worries. All right.
Tell that, mate.
Cheers, Keith. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's 3 minutes to one. We've got to go.
We've got a wedding, I think.
They are irritating, those bells, aren't they?
You go to a wedding then, Ian, are you?
No, do you know what? I feel awkward going to weddings now. I do.
Why?
Did I go to a wedding? I went to a wedding evening very recently. I didn't know that it was the wife's friends.
Right.
I just feel a bit... So I think the last wedding I went to was my brother-in-law, and we sat there in church and singing hymns, and I'm thinking, you know, this needs a massive overhaul.
Oh.
We need to sing something a little bit more positive, a little bit more happy.
Mm.
You know, two people are just about to get married.
All things bright and beautiful.
Exactly. Albeit they split up. But, I mean, I'm not blaming the soundtrack that the hymns that they chose. I just think they're all a bit...
Yeah, they're a bit,
you know,
morbid,
bring them up
they?
To date. Yeah, make it a little bit more chipper in there.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of these bells and have something else playing out. Mm. Something a bit more happy-go-lucky. Come up to date.
Make a tune with the bells.
Yes.
Mm.
Mike Oldfield did it with his tubular bells, didn't he?
He did.
I just think it just needs bringing up to date. Like so many things, joking aside, we just need to modernise things and bring... You know, keep the good stuff that we've got. You know, i.e., you know, whoever's idea it was to do away with the Sunday working, we made a bit of a mistake there, and people have made mistakes in the past. I'll tell you another big mistake on the Isle of Wight, because seeing as you asked, we didn't, but, you know, trains on the island, when they did away with the train. I mean, you just imagine how great it would be on the island now if we had that train
still in place.
Well,
that was all Beecham, wasn't it? Got rid of the trains everywhere.
Yeah, some idiot somewhere was paid loads of money to do away with stuff.
Yeah, oh.
And here we are. We got some idiot in the government now saying we've got to now have another big train going from London to Leeds.
We need a train around the Isle of Wight. That would stop all this traffic congestion.